With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Hey everybody, what's up? Welcome into Best on Board presented by BetMGM. It is another episode of the NHL playoffs here on Best on the Board. Michael Beller here with you. On today's episode, we take a look at game fours between the Rangers and the Hurricanes, where the Hurricanes take a 2-1 series lead into the game Tuesday night. Oilers and Flames also getting their game four action on Tuesday with the Oilers up 2-1 in that series. It's an NHL episode, so you know who I've got with me, Dom Lucian and Kevin Kurz. Dom, how you doing today?
I am doing splendid. It's been a lovely round two so far. I've especially loved the Battle of Alberta. I think every game has delivered. The other game on the docket tonight, probably not as exciting, but game three was definitely an improvement for sure.
Hey, that's what we're looking for, right? We're looking for fun. We're looking for excitement. We're looking for a few winning bets. Hopefully we can uncover some of those on Best on the Board today. Kevin, what's going on, man? How are you?
Pretty good. I Battle of Alberta has been probably has that been the best series so far? Probably. But you know, just like some of the other series, you can tell these teams are starting to develop a real hate for one another. And you know, I always wonder in series like this where there's so much hype in the media and there's so much talk about teams that dislike each other. You know, does the fan base's dislike for one another, does that seep into the room? And I feel like it seeps into the room a little bit when it comes to Calgary and Edmonton.
Hey, I mean, seeing it play out a little bit. So that's been a whole lot of fun in that series for sure. And that's the nightcap that we've got going on Tuesday. Let's talk Rangers and Hurricanes to get things going here. Now, just for the record, so everyone listening knows, we are recording this on Monday, a little bit before these games started. So certainly a chance that the lines have shifted a little bit by the time you're listening to this or by the time you're sitting down to make any bets. But this is where things start. This is where they are right now. We've got the Rangers sitting at -115 on the money line. Hurricanes at -105. We've got a total in this game of 5 goals. And again, the Canes taking a 2-1 series lead into this one. Dom, on the episode we did on Monday's games between Lightning, Panthers, Avalanche, Blues, you were talking about how things look pretty on market for you, and the song remains the same as we get into Rangers and Hurricanes.
Yeah, I have priced this one at -106 Carolina, so maybe if it keeps going in the Rangers direction, there might be a Carolina bet, but I don't know. I don't really see it because this series has been pretty even. The Rangers have Shesterkin. Caroline has all the shots against Shesterkin. And that leads to some close, low-scoring games. And I think it would have been probably nice to take the under. That's worked fantastically the first three games. But the under moving to 5 instead of 5.5 makes things a little trickier in that regard. But yeah, this has been a tighter series than I think people expected. And that is what I have. I have a coin flip. The mark has a coin flip. It just doesn't feel like there's any real edge or value in this game unless you have a certain vibe towards a certain team, and it just doesn't seem that way. I think one of the things you might be able to play is Carolina being very good at home but struggling on the road so far in these playoffs, as they've not won a single game all playoffs on the road, and maybe that changes in game four. Maybe it doesn't, but that might be an angle worth looking at. I don't know. I don't see anything of interest in this game, and that's probably for the best because it's not a game that's been very interesting to watch.
Yeah, this has been the least exciting series so far. I would agree with that. And you know, you look at game three, that was probably the first game that Shesterkin really stole for the Rangers, especially, you know, Carolina came out looking like they finally wanted to get that first road win. Didn't happen. They couldn't beat Shesterkin, and it was a little ironic because they beat him on a pretty weak shot for their only goal. But Yeah, I don't, you know, you keep waiting for this to open up, this series to open up a little bit. And I think as series tend to go along, the play gets a little bit looser. And I don't have any stats to back that up. That just seems to be, you know, every once in a while in a whole series, not every game's going to be 2-1 or 3-1 or 1-0. You would think at some point you're going to get like a 4-3 or a 5-4 in there. So maybe, you know, maybe you lean towards the over in this one because it is so low, as Dom mentioned, it's only 5. So, that would probably be where I'd lean on this one. But, in terms of the series itself, you know, the games that they've been so tight, there hasn't been a whole lot of interest there. At least from a fan perspective. So, yeah, I wouldn't bet this one either way, but if I did, I would probably look towards the over in that one.
I mean, are we taking anything from this series, you know, regardless of who wins? And is there going to be something we can apply to the Eastern Conference Finals coming away from the winner of this series? I mean, anything that jumps out at you guys when we've seen in these first three games of this one?
Well, I still like Carolina in the series, and I just think because defensively they've just been so strong that would be really be interesting to see them go up against Tampa Bay with what the Lightning have, and especially if Braden Point came back, how would the Lightning's offense be able to penetrate the Hurricanes' defense? Because the Lightning are obviously a lot more dangerous than the Rangers are up front and deeper than the Rangers are up front.
Yeah, I think it'll be also interesting to see the goalie battle there. I assume Frederik Andersen will be healthy by then, and as great as Ranta has been, a lot of it has been the defense in front of him, and putting Andersen in would be an upgrade there that makes Carolina an even scarier team to go up against, and I think the Lightning have the firepower to do so. It's just they also have Vasilevsky themselves, so I think the goaltending battle there would be really interesting, and who knows, even if the Rangers tie it and go on to win the series, Shesterkin versus Vasilevsky will be one of the best goaltending battles we've probably ever seen these playoffs.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, guys, Oilers and Flames game 4 is the nightcap on Tuesday night. We've got the same lines here with the Oilers as the favorite, so that means they're sitting at -115 on the money line. Flames at -105. A little bit different of a story here in terms of scoring, 6.5 the total in this one. Kevin, how are you looking at this matchup?
Yeah, you know, I've been down on the Oilers, so that they've obviously exceeded what I expected of them when the playoffs started. And, you know, the Kings, I won a couple of the games in the first round by picking L.A., and I know they ultimately won. Oilers obviously ultimately won that series. But, you know, remember, they were down to 3-2 at one point, and it took a lot for them to get past L.A. So, obviously, they've been impressive in the last couple of games, and McDavid is just on another planet right now compared to anybody else in the league. And he's getting help, and Vander Kane has been giving him more help than probably anyone else on the roster right now. And I know we talked about that at some point, and I think I did say I expected Vander Kane to show up again in the second round. I mean, this is still a guy who's playing for his next contract, and with everything that's gone on, he needs that next contract to be a pretty big one. So, you know, I think that will continue, and McDavid will still keep playing well, and Evander will still keep playing well, and that'll carry the Oilers a bit, but they've also been pretty inconsistent throughout the playoffs. So, you know, we saw that wild first game, and then obviously Edmonton's come back and won the next two. I expect Calgary's going to tie this series up. And, you know, obviously it's tough to bet against McDavid right now with the way he's playing, but it's also, I think, I still like Calgary's lineup top to bottom a little bit better. So I think this is going to be a long series. I do think this one's going to go 7, and because of that, I would tend to lean Flames in game 4.
Yeah, I don't mind that either. I think a lot of people are underselling how much the Flames have been better at 5-on-5 throughout the whole series, and maybe that is a bit difficult to see based on the last two games and how they've went, but the Oilers have a 41% XG for the series. A lot of that is from game one, and the tides have definitely shifted, but the Flames are an elite hockey team. They're a strong defensive team, and they can get back on track here. And if everyone expected this series to go long and be one of those classic back and forth series, then I think the vibes, the narrative all point to the Flames. I don't see any value on the line towards getting there. And I also just don't want to bet against McDavid right now, because he is putting up basketball numbers. Like, we always talk about how hockey is different from basketball. One player can't change the game to the same degree, and McDavid is doing that. I think the last time I checked was playing at a 10-win pace, which is a top 10 NBA player type of value, yeah. And almost twice as good as he usually is during the regular season. So he's just been absolutely ridiculous, and the Flames just do not have an answer for him right now. And I think what would be helpful is potentially return to the lineup for Chris Tanev. He's been out for the first three games, and he would probably be the one who would be called upon to stop McDavid. I think in the past he's done a pretty good job of it. That could change the tide of the series, but right now the momentum seems to be in the Oilers' favor, and I don't know, I wouldn't touch the game at the current price, as I've said for every other game four.
Hey, sometimes the best things you do in gambling are the things you don't do. Take a step back, let them be. If you don't have an edge, if you don't have a price you like, you're not forced to bet on any of these. It's fun to talk about them. It's fun to approach them from these betting angles. But if you don't like it, you don't like it. You can stay away and live to gamble another day. If you do like it, however, go ahead, fire, have some fun with it. And thank you for listening to this episode of Best on the Board, because we are going to wrap things up here. For Kevin, for Dom, I'm Michael Beller. Good luck. Happy betting. We'll talk to you soon.